This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's Film Room on 105.7 The Fan.
Green Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. 12 weeks done.
Week 13 starts tomorrow with Pittsburgh taking on the Browns. We'll get into all of that in due time. However, what? It's Monday, Tuesday. I guess 4 days after the fact.
Yep.
Call it that. I might be off by a day. Ravens licking their wounds. 18-16 losers to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
But 18 kind of stands out because we've seen the Ravens give up that in a quarter.
Yeah.
Before, so let's break down the film. Ravens defense looking back to Sunday.
All right, going into the game, you know, we wanted to see what all that film work the weekend before and all what changes they made. And one of the biggest changes was they benched Marcus Williams and they put Kyle Hamilton and Washington, Adarius Washington, at the safeties. So they always had most times two deep, a lot of, and other times one safety deep middle of the field. So they always had somebody protecting deep, and it looked like the game plan was to keep the ball inside and in front. Deeper in the deepest, wider in the widest. If they want to throw it short, we're going to rally up and tackle. And for most parts, that's what they did. And like you said, Bob, they only gave up 18 points. They were great on third down. So it was a marked improvement. No touchdowns given up. They gave up a big play, you know, a couple big plays, and one over the head. Two guys who, go ahead.
But what were Washington and White doing that the guys they were replacing?
Well, Washington had 10. Washington was extremely aggressive, run and pass, played a ball in the air, read the quarterback well, was engaged in contact. That's the biggest thing. Now, I thought two guys played poorly, you know, that stood out to me as playing poorly in that game. Number one, Brandon Stevens. You know, we knew they were going to throw a lot of moon balls. He gave up one down the sidelines, you know, to Pickens. I mean, yeah, was it a good throw? Yeah, but I mean, get your hands on him and disrupt him and don't let him have total free release. And the other one, Calvin Austin, could have caught it, bounced off his shoulder pads. It was nothing Stevens did. And Stevens misses way too many tackles for me. Now, when they moved him inside, put Tre'Davious White on the outside, then he was playing over a tight end most of the time, and that worked out fine for him. And Tre'Davious White, I said this last week when he came in, he's super smart, and he's got awareness, and he's got ball skills, and he's got some strength at the line of scrimmage. Deep speed, not great, and he, you know, maybe it's because of the injury, because he's only 29. But he played the ball extremely well, and his guys never caught the ball. So I thought that was an upgrade, and I could see, and even Harb said, I'm looking forward to seeing his expanded role. And I think the expanded role is going to be him on the outside and Stevens on the inside. That's what I think is probably coming more. And the other guy who played terrible, I thought, was Trenton Simpson. Thought he was awful. Thought he played small. Thought he played light. Missed tackles. Wasn't good in coverage. When 80 caught the ball down the middle of the field one time, he goes out to jam a Bob and just whiffs on him. I mean, disrupt him a little bit. I know he's 280 pounds, but if you just make him, like, hesitate a little bit, that 280 pounds to get going again, he's not down the middle of the field. And Simpson on the inside, he was hesitant, played small, letting receivers block him. I didn't like his game at all. I thought, I don't know if he was intimidated by the atmosphere, by the intensity, by the speed, but he didn't look He looked like they were with 10 out there.
Yeah, but why that game? You know what I mean? Because he had started all season long, and as we said Monday, Vinny, you know, it didn't help that Patrick Queen played his ass off, guy that he replaced.
The two guys that played great were Roquan. He had 13 tackles in three quarters, and Harrison ended up with 6. Roquan would have had over 20 tackles in that game. Queen had 10. So, I mean, it was kind of like those two were doing one-on-one battle, you know, because both played great in the game. Both played awesome in the game. So, you know, Harrison came in and played. If Roquan's going to be out, Bob, Harrison will be okay between the tackles. But in pass coverage, not so good. And then wide, that's going to be tough for him too. But if they want to, and really, Dobbins is not a speedster, and neither is Gus Bus. So that may play okay for them. Thought Oway played good. Had 2.5 sacks. Caused some problems in there. And the thing with Vannoy plays smart. You know, like if the quarterback's booting and stuff, he's always in position. But he's not winning a lot of one-on-one battles right now.
Yeah, only one tackle, you know.
Yeah. And I thought the inside guys, you know, Travis Jones went out again. That ankle still must not be right. But I thought Broderick Washington had a hell of a game. He was active, run and pass. He was pushing the pocket. So was Matabike. Thought those guys played well. I thought Marlon played well. Hamilton played well. You know, and Adarius Washington. I mean, that was good to see because they were a much more aggressive, faster, more physical defense. There's two guys that miss tackles a lot. Brandon Stevens and Trenton Simpson. Those two guys were the tackle missers in that game, and I don't think either one. Now, Adisa Isaac got to play a couple plays, Bob, and he batted the one ball down. Other than that, he was okay. You know, I mean, he didn't really do anything. But overall, let's see if they can stack them, if they can have another good performance this week against the Chargers. And they're going to have to play, you know, Jim Harbaugh is going to want to run the football. So we've got to stop the run again. That's going to be critical. And I think that they should be able to do that. And then what's Tre'Davious White's role, expanded role, going to be? And with Stevens, what's his role going to be? Because, I mean, Bob, hadn't he given up, I want to say he's given up something every game. Passing-wise, down the field. Seems like it anyhow.
Yeah, well, we notice him for what the other guy's doing, not for his playmaking.
And everybody, you know, everybody says, well, can't he turn and look? And he can't. Spent how many years he been here?
Three?
No.
Third year? Four year?
Fourth? Let me see. Stevens came out 21.
21, 22, 23, fourth year.
Yeah, and he hadn't been able to fall on the ball in 4 years. So that isn't changing. That's not changing. And his tackling, he just lunges all the time. I hate that. Keep your feet. And that's the same thing Simpson was doing too.